But what is the downside? To be any intermediate position, any compromise position, does not have the ideological clarity, doesn't have the clear conception that we have in the case of reform and in the case of orthodoxy. We knew where we stood in the case of reform, right? It's up to the individual to decide what he wants to do. Ultimately, he's the judge and jury of his own actions. In the case of orthodox, it's quite clear. It's the divine law as interpreted by the rabbis. Not conservative and reform rabbis in this case, orthodox rabbis, traditional rabbis, rabbis that know the Jewish law, that are committed to all of these principles of traditional Jewish law. What they say goes. Now, there can be variations, of course, and there's no total clarity, but relatively speaking, that position of orthodoxy is clear, and that position of liberal or reform Judaism is clear. What about the notion of Catholic Israel? What do we mean when we speak about the Torah being divinely ordained or given, yet subject to human interpretation through history? What do we mean when we speak, can you have something that's divinely ordained but humanly interpreted? Can you have faith and history together? Can you have what is called positive historical Judaism? Or to make things even more complicated, let's take conservative Judaism out of its original German context and put it in an American context. You can imagine that in Frankl's day, he had in mind what Catholic Israel was. Even Solomon Schechter had an idea what Catholic. There is a community out there, right? Who really care about the law, who are really committed to Jewish practice. They are doing their own thing, and if they're changing, they're changing modestly and moderately. They're not radically changing anything. They are committed to Jewish law. Can you find such a community in America today? The overwhelming majority of American Jews, including those who belong to conservative synagogues, are not the same. They hardly know what the law is, let alone practice that law. Now, of course, there is still an Orthodox Jewish minority who are deeply committed to that law. Are they the Catholic Israel had in mind? Would Solomon Schechter or Frankl acknowledge their existence and prioritize them over the vast majority of conservative Jews who belong to conservative synagogues that don't practice the law? If indeed one wants to find a consensus of practice among conservative Jews today, or among Reform Jews today, the overwhelming majority of Jews who affiliate with synagogues, you will find a rather low level of observance and practice of traditional Jewish ceremonial law. Is that what they meant? Does Catholic Israel have, therefore, a meaning, a sense of, can we understand it? Can we articulate what it means in the context of an overwhelming majority of Jews who don't practice the law, who don't care about the law, who don't even know what the law is? So the question remains. We are left with a considerable degree of ambiguity. And what has emerged, therefore, is a wide variety of interpretations. In recent years, conservative Judaism, particularly the rabbis of the Jewish Logical Seminary of America, have attempted to articulate more clearly and more cohesively an understanding of their middle-of-the-road position. But as you see, what you have is both the great advantage of being in the center and therefore being able to avail yourself of both the strength of one pole and the strength of the other. At the same time, you are left with this kind of confused state. What does it mean to speak about the people? And who are these people? What model of people do you have in mind? Who are going to set the course of action with respect to Judaism? And what has emerged traditionally is that the Jewish Logical Seminary of America is a more traditionally observant institution than its constituent congregations. In other words, it's a very interesting sociology that has emerged here, where on the one hand, each congregation does its own thing and follows its own rabbi, while the Jewish Logical Seminary of America happens to be more traditionally conservative in the sense of its commitment to observing Jewish law. I don't mean to suggest that conservative Judaism is good or bad, and I don't mean to suggest any of these brands. We simply want to understand them. But clearly, conservative Judaism, like Reform Judaism, evolved, it developed, and it grappled with the same challenges that it had created during the initial years of its inception in Germany in the middle of the 19th century. And thus, what we have done so far is now fill in the last of our movements in this panorama of German Jewish responses, from traditional orthodoxy to neo-orthodoxy to historical conservative Judaism and to Reform Judaism. And hopefully we understand that out of this remarkable situation in which Jews lived in, these responses were able to not only create a legitimacy and a legacy for German Judaism, but also as it was transported to the new world of the North American continent. Thank you.